Even though on Hoshana Rabbah the person finished eating in the morning, you should not take apart his sukkah because you can still use it, and should use it for dwelling in for the rest of the day, for sleeping, learning, whatever else. From Minchiktan, which is 9.5 hours into daylight. You start taking things in for Shemini Atzeres. The Metakan is Abayis Chod Yom Tavachar. So set up the house for Shemini Atzeres. The Meiloi Lefanis Kelev, the Roi Tzalechel V'Shemini. If he doesn't want to bring things inside, he wants to stay out in the Sukkah. Soch Liftoch Lemokim Arbal Arbal Lassus Heker. He has to make some type of Heker. First of all, he has to have Kavona, not to be kind of the Mitzvah, because it's Baltasif. But he also has to take off Srach, the area 4x4 Tvachim, to make a Heker that he's not using this as a Mitzvah Sukkah. So that should not look like he's being over about Toysi. Rambam says, "In right to lech b'sukkah achachag, ain't so l'ptoya, lo d'lanir k'moysi v'ach b'yemish mini." If in later on in the month you want to sit in the sukkah, you don't have to make an hekerim. Because ikur heker is if you're being mamshich, continuing, and she was a sukkah into the eighth day. So then you have to make the heker. Machab continues, "In hulsach lisoi b'shar ayoim, soch lechel b'sukkah, shemitzvosakol shive." If you need to eat later in the day on Hashanah Rabbah, then obviously you have to eat in the sukkah. Well, the chutz la'aretz that you have a two-day yontif, shetor leishva b'shmini, it's at a din of the Gemara. The person has to eat the meals on the eighth day without making a brach on them. At the end of the eighth day, he's allowed to bring in his kelim. He made the mokum l'hoidus a kelim, he wrote to lechav of the chi, and he yochel l'vchoyis ba b'vneishu yontif. Now we have a problem. In Chutz La'aretz, on the eighth day, which is Shmini Atzeres, he has to sit in the sukkah. For Simchas Torah, he wants to still sit in the sukkah, but he can't take off his schach. It's muksa. Ma yase lekeir, what type of heker would he make? In Moise Katana, Shosu l'niach boi neem, v'shar yomim yaniach boi. It's a small sukkah. You now put a candle in it because it's danger, a fire hazard. You should do that. Kamuban, if you're doing that, be very careful not to burn down your sukkah. There's a large, high sukkah that you'll have in a candle in. Then, Machlit Bokadevus, the Kars, the Yetzivim, Gadei Lahakeshu, Psula. She put in pots inside, which she would not put in a kosher sukkah. That way, people realize this is not mitzvah sukkah anymore. And Nigmel mitzvah, sorry.